Well, this has been a battle of, whatever you call it, wills and all. I'm asking the Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? So for about 3 weeks, I've scribbled notes. No, that's not right. Then a few weeks later, some more notes. That's not right. So yesterday afternoon, I sat down. I'd been busy doing. And I said to the Lord, I still don't know what you want me to say. And I went to sleep. I thought, well, do you? So I thought, right, this morning, coming over the common, I thought, well, Lord, I still don't know what you want me to say. And he said, recent events. I thought, oh, I'll be there for hours. So we'll begin with, like Pamela, I didn't come when I was very young. I attended this church when I was in my teens. And I had a conversation with you this morning, Jess, that I couldn't remember how old I was, but I know I was only a teenager. So, I born and grew up in Tilsley, being the younger end of 10 children. Growing up was loud, happy, lots of fun and laughter. Always having someone to play with or argue with. And there was always arguments, always. Both parents and a large extended family mostly lived and worked in Tilsley. So Tilsley, born and bred in Tilsley, born in the house that mum and dad lived in. Aunties, uncles, cousins, everybody was round. I'd never been to a church. I didn't even know churches existed. My sister Jean invited me to come to a youth club. Again, she was only a teenager. So I thought, well, why not? I used to love going doing different things. I never expected anything exciting. I just plodded along merrily. So we attended youth club. Youth club was so much fun. So many different people. So many days out doing lots of different things. This was my introduction and my commitment to God. I was a typical teenager. I loved life. I enjoyed discos, roller skating, days out, going to the cinema. In my day, they were called the pictures, so it's a cinema. On my way home on Saturday night, we used to go to the Nevada at Bolton. If anybody remembers it, was it Friday night skating, Saturday disco, or the other way about? So we used to get the bus from Bolton to Atherton and then walk home from Atherton. And this is where I met a young man. Things progressed over 3 years, and in 3 years' time, I was married, and I think I was 20, and the day after, I was 21. In between these times, I was still attending church, still doing all the normal things you do, enjoying yourself. Unfortunately, the marriage didn't last. But while in this marriage, I had two children, two sons, Michael, my eldest, and Robert, my youngest. At the age of nearly two, Robert passed away. I actually found him. I actually had to go up and wake him up because Michael was getting ready for school. At the time, I was childminding, and a young girl, Cheryl, had been dropped off. And I couldn't tell you my feelings. I was just so devastated. I couldn't understand why Robert didn't wake up and grab hold of me and cuddle me. My neighbour next door, I knocked on the door, she rang an ambulance, we went to hospital and he was pronounced dead. And I can remember sitting in the hospital and sitting in a chair and rocking. And a nurse turned to me, she said, are you okay? And I said, no. And that was the end of the conversation. So life had to go on, I still attended church. Everyone here was brilliant. At the time, I didn't realise it, but now I know different. In the end, I left my husband and I had to start a new life with Michael, my eldest son, and start all over again. It wasn't easy. It was joyful in parts and sad in others. But life carried on and we attended church. Michael used to love coming here. Not now, you won't come at all, which is sad. But we came and I carried on. And it's only years later down the line, I was having a bad time. And God said to me, but I've been with you. I've stood by you. I've been there all the time. I didn't accept that. I wouldn't have that. No, you haven't been by me. Why did you take my son? Why did my marriage not work? No answer. Now to recent events. 2019, I retired. Oh, that was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. I should have worked till 4:30 that day. So I went to my boss and said, when this client goes, is it okay if I go? So 4:10, the client went, I clocked off. There is all my stuff that I had to hand back. But then I was ill. My rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis kicked in. And I really, really struggled. And I used to cry to the Lord, why am I in this pain? Why is all this pain here? For years I'd had this condition and for years I would pray, I don't want this condition to define me. I want to carry on and do what, you know, life is offering me. So, 3 months, it was hard work. It was a hard slog. I couldn't accept the fact that I couldn't do things. I couldn't go for a walk. I couldn't clean my windows. I couldn't hoover up. It was really, really hard to work out, well, who's going to do this? How am I going to do my everyday things? And things went on. Eventually, I go to Trafford Hospital and see a consultant. And he talked to me like I was a person. Not, oh, I'm in pain. Oh, take painkillers. He talked to me, how are you? How have you been? What's your condition? And in the end, I ended up having medication that worked. That's brill. That's fantastic. Thank you, Lord. But all the time, in the back of my mind, I'm at it. Why am I suffering? Why am I going through all this? Why can I not get on with things? And the Lord told me, patience. Now, sometimes I can be very patient. Sometimes I can't. So I plodded along. And previous to me retiring, I had a phone call from my son. Mum, Jen is pregnant. This is his partner. All right. That's fine. Will it be all right? Will everything? And everything, doubt. Everything came to me doubting. Then again, another phone call months later. We're going for a scan. Do you want to come? On the bus I go. Quickly go on the bus. Get to the hospital. In they go. Jenna has a daughter. She was 12 years old then, Lexa. She came out. She said, Renee, it's twins. So I looked at her. Now, Michael came out. I said, is it twins? He said, yeah, Mum. Still don't. Jenna came out. Are you having twins? Yes, Renee, I'm having twins. I was elated. Then the doubt again. Will they survive? Jenna was quite poorly. Will they be okay? Yet, like you, Pamela, I always felt I was in a bubble. I always felt I was protected. So I got on with doing and doing. To the latter end of Jenna's pregnancy, she was quite poorly. They thought she had a leak on the brain or, what's the other one? A blood clot. And she was poorly and I said, Lord, please help her. Please help her get through this. Please give her the strength. So on the 2nd of October 2019, the twins were born. They were C-section. And they were tiny, but they were beautiful. And I was so, so excited because I thought I would never, ever be a grandma. When Robert died, I felt the Lord was telling me to work alongside people to encourage people, and children were my main attraction. I love children. I love watching them grow up. I love seeing the way they move on in life. Still, I had a doubt. Still, I doubted, will the girls live? Can you put the photo up, please? The one with the duck is Missy, and the other lady winking at you is Brooke. They are such different personalities. In Missy, I see Robert. In Brooke, I see Michael. And I was fascinated with Missy, the action she did. And the Lord said to me, she is Missy, she is not Robert. Fine, that's fine, I accepted that. It was a struggle. They are now 3 years old and so happy, so excitable. And they argue and fall out. They don't agree. And then other times, we were walking across the field near my sister's. Missy was over this side and Brooke was here. So Brooke said, where's my sister? Missy, I said, she's coming. And she ran across the field, my sister, and hugged her. And God said, that's where I've been. That's where I've stood beside you. I have held out my arms and I am here with you. So these are my precious gifts from God, and I love them so much. It's unbelievable. There has been problems. You can take that off now, Joanne. There has been problems with my son, Michael. Some of you will know, some won't. Growing up, he got himself into a lot of trouble. I cried many a night on my own. I cried to the Lord, what do I do? And he said, just stand by him, stand by him, stand by him. I found this very hard. Eventually, I thought, after years, he would see that he'd gone the wrong path and he would change his path. This didn't happen. And only recently, and this is very recent, it's only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, he met me in Lee. Mum, I need to talk to you. So I won't tell you the story, but what I will tell you is he opened his heart to me. And I just sat and kept listening and thinking and worrying. And he said, I need your help, Mum. Right, what do I do, Lord? What do I do? How do I help him? Then he told me, because of the trouble he'd been in this time, he'd actually had a beating. Now, for 3 weeks when I went down, he wouldn't go to bed. And I thought, this is odd. This is not right. And I kept saying to the Lord, you need to show me what to do. You need to let me know what I can do. And eventually, he opened up. But my prayer is, Lord, bring him back. Let him see that the only person he needs is you. His so-called friends are not his friends and never have been and never will be. But he's in a better place now than he was 4 weeks ago. He's actually back in work. He's actually doing. But my prayer in the night, and when I feel I need to, Lord, bring him back. Bring him back. God's never left my side through anything I've been through. I lost my parents when I was very young. I have lost two of my sisters. I had a niece that died and my son. And God said, I never left you. I never forsake, which he didn't, but I didn't see that. But it's only as I've got older and sat and thought about things, I'm thinking, yes, Lord, you were there. Yes, Lord, you never left me. And that is a comfort. Doesn't matter where you are or what you're going through, he will always, always stand by you. Sometimes I've got angry and I said to the Lord, you're not with me. You're not looking after me. And then he reminded me of the footprints in the sand. When there was only one set of footprints, that's when I carried you. And that's when I realised, yes, you have. Yes, you didn't forsake me. Yes, you carried me. But when I was trying to write what to do, this word came to me. It was an unexpected journey. And in the reading on Thursday 29th of June, the gospel in unexpected places. Then the other day I was watching Prince Edward on the television. He was talking about how he's taken over the Prince's Trust. And in one of his words he said, your journey to the young people is an unexpected journey. And I thought, yes, nobody knows what to expect in life. Nobody knows what's going to come. But it's unexpected to us. It's not unexpected to God. He knows what we're doing, where we're going, and he has a plan. My health is better. I still have days where I can't do lots, but I have now accepted this condition will not improve, but it won't define who I am. It won't make me miserable. It won't make me unhappy, because God is there before me. He's behind me. He's around me. And the one thing I need to say is, yes, sometimes I've doubted. Sometimes I've not wanted to be here. Sometimes I've hated everything and everybody. But God has always said, I love you. Look at your life. Where would you be if I hadn't been there? I don't think I would have survived because of the past. But then he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always be there. And when I have my down days, which I had not long ago, a few weeks back, I got up on Saturday morning and I thought, why, I'm fed up. I don't want to do anything. And I needed to come to Tilsley. So I'm walking across the common. And as I come across the common, there's this young couple walking down. Now, they weren't speaking English. I couldn't tell you what language it was. And the Lord said, say good morning. So I just smiled and said, good morning. And the lady said, good morning back. And off I went. Did what I was doing, came back, and I was coming home. The young couple were coming back. So she looked at me. She said, are you a Christian? I said, I am. Now, the only reason she knew that is because as I'd passed her going, she said, God bless. And I said, and you. So we had a lovely conversation. The day I felt down and low, God provided somebody to chat with me. We had a good chat. They live in Tilsley. They do an online service on. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you can do online service and this is their church. I haven't seen them since, which is quite sad. But it doesn't matter how I feel, where I am. I know that God's beside me. I know that I can always trust him. I know that he won't ever leave me or ever forsake me, because he is the God who loves and will always, always be there for us. And that's been a big thing for me, because my then husband never stood by me. I had friends that never stood by me, and I always felt alone. But we're never alone. We're never ever on our own, because he will be there. He will guide us and he will guard us. And I just think sometimes I forget that. I forget that God's an ever presence and he's always there. He's always around us. So today was hard for me, because I kept thinking, I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say, Lord? So this is what is pushing me to say, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. So I would love the day my son walks into this church with his girls. I would love that. And that is one of my main things, that he would guard and guide him and bring him back. I don't know when that day will be. I'm hoping it would be sometime soon. I don't know, I just have to wait and see. But I'm not worried, I'm not scared, I'm not trying to make things work, which is sometimes, which I do, I try to make things happen, which don't always work. But God will be with him and his family and bring him here. I just think that the Lord is omnipotent. I never knew what that word meant, and then I realised, obviously, he is everywhere. He is with us. He'll never leave us. And that makes me feel good. The other words I got is from the word for today thing, notes. When you're under attack and it's 4 days. And I thought, yes, I've always felt like there's somebody trying to attack me, always somebody trying to not let me carry on. So I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to worry, because God will be there in every situation, good, bad or indifferent. He will always, always be my guide and my guard. Thank you very much.